Gillian Tett is an assistant editor at the Financial Times newspaper. She's written extensively about the financial crisis, and she joins us from London. Welcome to the program.
Nice to be on the show.
And this week, when you wrote a column about the origins of the financial crisis, you mentioned how for all of our focus on the innovative, exotic, and ultimately toxic subprime mortgage-backed securities, there actually was an epidemic of all kinds of excessive risk-taking and bad lending by banks in recent years. What was going on?
There absolutely was. Essentially, what was going on was, in some senses, an old-fashioned credit bubble. Some really bad loans were extended to people who shouldn't have been getting that money. And the volume of lending that was occurring across the economy as a whole got completely out of control. What made the credit bubble different this time around was that we've had this incredible wave of innovation in recent years that made the system very opaque. So nobody saw just how bad the loans were, and nobody saw just how big the credit bubble had become until it was far too late.
Well, I want to ask you about the class of toxic securities that are called collateralized debt obligations of asset-backed securities, CDOs of ABSs. And I'm afraid first you have to give us the working definition.
Well, essentially, that is part of this rich vein of what we call alphabet soup, all these products with weird names that frankly sound like something out of science fiction or some branch of pharmaceutical industry. Essentially, what CDO of ABS were bundles of usually but not always mortgage debts that were sliced and diced numerous times until they were put together in a form that could be sold to investors all over the world, or that was a theory. So it's a bit like making sausages. You take lots of different pieces of meat from lots of different animals, chop it up, mix it up, put it into casings, and suddenly you end up with a bunch of shiny sausages, which look great. The only problem is that no one really knows what quality the meat is inside of those sausages.
Very good. Here's what I find mystifying at this stage of the game in the discussion of these, as you would say, these toxic sausages or mystery sausages. For months, we've been hearing the U.S. government urging banks to try to get them off the books. The government thought of different ways to try to get them off the bank's books because they don't know what they're worth. Why is it that they're still on the bank's books? How much is there and what might they really be worth?
Well, the essential problem is that, to go back to the sausage analogy, it's like you've had a bit of dodgy meat get into the food chain. Everyone knows there's some rot there. The problem is that no one quite knows where it's ended up or just how rotten the meat really is. If you're a consumer, that's enough reason for you to stay away. So right now, nobody wants to buy this stuff. You can't sell this stuff at all. So it's very hard to work out what kind of price it should carry. You can sit there and try and pick apart all the sausages if you like. You can try and flog them on the open market, or you can just sit there and try a few and see what happens. But the fundamental problem is that precisely because bankers became so incredibly good at slicing and dicing loans over and over again into these incredibly complicated instruments with weird names, nobody was able to tell what the underlying risk was, where it had ended up, or even just how many loans were in the system. And that was essentially what made the situation so dangerous.
How much money are we talking about here?
The short answer is that no one knows for sure. What we do know is that 2006 and the first half of 2007 alone, there were about $450 billion worth of what's called CDO of ABS issued. But of course, the mortgage bonds are not the whole problem. We also have problems with student loans, with consumer credit card loans. And now, of course, the next shoe to drop is the corporate loan sector, all of the loans that were extended to buyout companies back in the credit boom. And if those start to go sour, that will be a new bunch of rotten meat in the food chain, if you like.
Have the comments of Treasury Secretary Geithner, what he said so far, has it made any difference to the institutions that are holding, as you say, rotten or dodgy meat and what they might do with it?
Well, I think right now the problem is that the banks, the investors, and frankly, most ordinary mortals are pretty darn confused about what the government's actually trying to do. Are they trying to organize the banks to sell the stuff quickly? Are they going to go down a Swedish route, a bad bank framework where an institution tries to buy all this stuff off the books? Are they going to guarantee it? Are they going to ask the banks to do something about it? I mean, there's still quite a lot of confusion, and that is very dangerous because right now everybody wants clear, simple goals and clear, simple implementation so that people know where they stand.
Well, Gillian Tett, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
It's Gillian Tett, assistant editor at the Financial Times newspaper, where she's in charge of the paper's global markets coverage.